About a week ago, the road sign of a religious congregation in Orange County was spray-painted, and flags saying Refugees Welcome and Black Lives Matter were stolen. Now the Unitarian Universalist congregation at Rock Tavern is holding a community forum Sunday called Valuing Black and Blue Lives in Our Community, a Dialogue. I spoke with the congregation's Reverend Chris Antal.
Well, our congregation decided by congregational vote to display the Black Lives Matter flag near our road sign, and we made that decision about 3 months ago, and 2 weeks after we hung the flag, it was stolen, and we had anticipated some kind of retaliation and had committed to continue to hang the flag if the flag was stolen. So we hung up a second flag, and this Sunday I discovered that not only had the second flag been stolen, but someone had defaced our road sign with blue spray paint and written Blue Lives Matter on both sides of our road sign. They also stole a second flag that said Refugees Welcome and defaced two other flags that we have on our property, a rainbow flag and a Veterans for Peace flag.
To what do you attribute these incidents?
Well, there's misunderstanding, and out of that, hatred, or perhaps just hostility directed towards difference.
Is this the first time you've encountered something like this at your congregation?
This is the first time that our congregation has been intentionally targeted because of a public stand of conscience that we as a community have taken. Yes, this is a first for us.
Would you please expand upon what you mean by stand?
Well, we as a religious community covenant to affirm and promote the inherent worth and dignity of all people, and we have been deeply disturbed and saddened by the targeting often black people and the killing of unarmed black people in our communities around the country, often killing by uniformed police officers. So we saw it as our responsibility as people, for the most part of privilege, white people, to stand in solidarity with people who are on the margins, people like ethnic and racial minorities who tend to be marginalized and disenfranchised. So the stand we took was a stand of being an ally with people on the margins, in this case, the people who are leading the Black Lives Matter movement. It's not just a stand that our congregation has taken. Our denomination across the country has taken a stand in alliance with Black Lives Matter, and a number of congregations have hung banners, and unfortunately, a number of these banners and flags have been stolen.
So please talk about the forum and how you reach out to the community and perpetrators.
Well, the first way to reach out is through opportunities like this to get our word out on the radio and in the press, which we've done. And the message is we welcome you. We welcome diverse points of view, and we embrace dialogue, and we encourage dialogue. We discourage violence and any hostile acts. But we are committed as a community to freedom of speech, and we want to offer our sanctuary as a forum for that dialogue to happen. We want to bring people with diverse points of view, people including, we hope, the perpetrators of the vandalism against our congregation, together in the spirit of dialogue to hopefully facilitate a movement towards a mutual understanding, if not agreement, and most certainly mutual respect.
And how will the forum be run?
The forum will be facilitated by one of our members, Diane Dachesson, who is trained in compassionate communication. And we've also reached out to, in fact, we were contacted by the Orange County Human Rights Commission when they read about the vandalism in the paper, and the commission offered themselves, and we are expecting the executive director from the commission as well as several commissioners to come. So there's no real fixed structure. It really depends on who shows up, but we want to facilitate a dialogue, and anyone is welcome to come from the larger community and to speak their mind and their concern about Black lives, Blue lives, about our lives in the community and how we might move forward together in respectful relationship.
So does this change if you will display more banners or how you will display such signs, banners, etc.?
Well, I'll say that the question is on the table for the congregation to decide. We haven't decided. We haven't put up a third banner yet. We follow a democratic process in decision-making in our community. And the decision of how to proceed will happen through a democratic process. I can't say what the outcome will be, but I know that there's people that do feel strongly that we ought to hang the banner again. And I've also heard people say, well, we've gotten our message out, and this is really what we wanted to achieve, this dialogue and this community, larger community awareness. So we don't really need to keep hanging banners.